Today I would like to do with you a little bit about Parshas HaChodesh and give a shir in honor of Rabbi Michal. Rabbi Michal's favorite Rashi is the first Rashi in the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak said that the Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, but yet Hashem started with Bereishis Koyach Masav Higid Li'amo. Fundamental Rashi, Hakdama to the Torah. Okay, now before we get to this Rashi, what I really would like to do, to bring out is, there's a sefer that was published not that long ago by this individual, this Talmud Chacham, Tzvi Reisman. Are you familiar with Tzvi Reisman? He's from Rutz Katzvi. I'm not all that familiar with his works. And it was published by Art Scroll, called The Wisdom in the Hebrew Months. Okay, the wisdom in the Hebrew months. This, they try to copy the wisdom of in the Hebrew alphabet. Rabbi Monk wrote that classic work, which was the only art school book that had a different, doesn't fit on the shelf. They have a book that doesn't fit on the, because it's a little bit wider, not a standard size. So they published, that was about a year ago, maybe less than a year ago, this very interesting volume, just like they did on with regard to the letters of the Aleph Beis. They published this book that with regard to the 12 months of the year. And they very recently, last week, they published on the numbers. Wisdom in the numbers. Also a fantastic piece of work. So what is intriguing to me about this sefer is, if we are now about to approach the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, it is the first of the 12 months. So I assume we're going to find here in this Sefer many Yisoidos about what is Rosh Chodesh, what is the essence of Rosh Chodesh, and especially what is the essence of the Melech of all of the Rosh Chodashim. The first, we're now holding an Adar, it's the end of the year, and we now begin Nisan, which is Rishon L'Chodshei Hashana. So I did not go through very much of the Sefer, obviously. I just went through a little bit of Hakdama and a little bit of the back of the appendix, and I did come across some fascinating things and some ideas and things which have inspired me. Now, basically, this book is divided into two sections. What he does is, first of all, he notes that the study of Rosh Chodesh, he says over and over, is a meis mitzvah. There are almost no svarim out there that develop the significance, the nature of each one of the months. What is Nisan? How is Nisan, the essence of Nisan, different than the month of Tishrei? How is it different than Iyar, Sivan, Adar? There are very, very few svarim, but one of the svarim that does focus on this in very, very detail is the Bnei Yisoschar. And the Bnei Yisoschar's approach, among others, is to take all of the Rosh Chodesh, I'm discussing Rosh Chodesh, focusing on the Sefer, the wisdom in the Hebrew months, is to match up all of the Rosh Chodesh with the Shvatim. There are 12 Shvatim, and there are 12 Rosh Chodesh. And each one of the Rosh Chodesh is captured, or each one of the Shvatim represents one of the Rosh Chodesh, one of the months of the year, or vice versa. Each month captures the essence of one of the Shvatim. Now the problem with that is, because the Shvatim are enumerated throughout the Torah, I don't know the exact number, 10 times, maybe more, maybe less, I don't remember the exact number. I once had a chart of all the different places in the Torah where the Shvatim are enumerated from the time that they're born, the brachos of Yaakov Avinu, the brachos of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Degolim, and in the census, in Bamidbar, in the Nesim. The Shvatim are enumerated multiple times in the Torah, and almost every single time the order is different. So, and why, that's a study in and of itself. There's the order of their birth. There's the order in the way Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. There's the order in the way Yaakov Avinu blessed them. There's the order in how they offer their korbanos at the time of the Chanukah San Mishkan. There's an order in how they travel, which is very critical in terms of, that's what we're going to focus on, how they traveled in the Midbar, the Masos. When they traveled in the Midbar from place to place, in the Torah, it gives an order of the process, who shall go forward first, who shall go second, who shall go third. There's a process on how they travel. When they were counted in the Midbar multiple times. The census, how they were counted, the order is always different. Yeah?
Are they ever grouped by their mother?
Possibly. I'm sure probably one of the times they are grouped. I didn't study this at all. I just recall from memory having a chart somewhere. I know where it is. A very nice chart of all the times they appear in the Torah. I think even the back of the Arshul Chumash might even have it. The back of the Nafnaa, back of the Hebrew Arshul Chumash. Okay, all different. They're all different.
What you're saying, I think, is that since there's no consistent order,
okay,
you can't make a consistent
matchup. Okay, so you're coming to challenge the entire premise of the Bnei Yisachar and of the Prit Tzaddik. Absolutely, it makes it much more difficult. Absolutely, but what some of the Achronim, the big heavy duty Bali Darshanim, what they have done is they have said, being that there are 12 Shvatim and there are 12 months of the year, it has to be that each one of the months corresponds to one of the Shvatim.
But the next 13 and 13 months.
13 Adar Sheni, that's something you have to deal with. How does Adar Sheni fit into the picture of things? You're right. There really are 13 Shvatim because Yosef was broken up into an Ephraim and Manasseh. Absolutely.
But if there's no consistency to the listing,
okay,
then doesn't that give you license to...
Exactly. So that is a problem. Exactly. It opens up... In one end, you can say that it completely destroys any possible connection, because how can you make a connection when you have so many different approaches, and what are you going to match up? Or you can say it adds more layers of depth to understanding the nature of each one of the months. Each one of the months is represented. So this is something which can be developed and studied in very, very great detail. What he does in half of this Sefer, in a very fantastic and a magnificent way, it's kedai to go through the Sefer. It's not easy reading. You have to really go through very carefully, as it's very, very deep, is a little morale type, a little bit, not as much as the other safe. That safe is pure morale, the numbers, the number book, that's pure morale. But what he does is he works here, he takes one approach, one opinion. Let me see if I can find it. He takes one opinion, the opinion of the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar is working with the Arizal. Okay, the Arizal writes, now the Bnei Yisachar develops this. The Bnei Yisachar is not developing this on its own. The Bnei Yisachar is drawing upon the Arizal. The Arizal says that the months correspond to the order from all the various orders I've given. I give you like five or six of them. The Iker order is the way they traveled in the desert. That's the Iker order. And to a certain degree, with this approach, it makes a lot of sense. It's very beautiful because we're travelers. Just like we travel in place, in Mokom, we travel from one location to another location. We were in the Midbar, in Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim, we came into the Midbar, we received the Torah, and we traveled from one Masa to another, from one location to another location for 40 years until we came into Eretz Yisrael. We travel from place to place until our destination. We also travel in time. It's an idea. It makes a lot of sense. There's something to it, yeah?
Also, traveling is in four groups.
Okay, and that's also four seasons. Four seasons, excellent. You're adding, you're coming to enhance. I don't even know if he says that. Maybe he does say that over here, but it's a very beautiful idea. You were saying very good. They travel in groups, there are four seasons. So you do see even another proof that there is truth, there is meaning to this idea of connecting the months to the Yud Beis Shvatim. But he's working there, Arizal and the Bnei Yisachar work with this approach that we are travelers. We travel in Mokom, we travel in time. We start off in Nisan when we receive, when we became a nation, HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, and as we go through the year, we travel in time and we develop, we mature, and we take upon ourselves new halachos, and we develop spiritually as the year progresses. Therefore, this entire sefer, four seasons, right? What do you want to say?
Of the four sections, one was leader for four.
One was a leader for the other four. Correct. That's correct. Absolutely. So here he works with the Arizal, and that's what he does in half of this sefer. And the order is based upon the way they traveled and how do they travel. Who went first? Yehuda went first. He wasn't the oldest brother, Yehuda, but he was the leader. He was the Melech. Malchus came from him. He went first. Then comes Yisachar, which means that Iyar is, the next month of the year is going to be Yisachar. Then comes Sivan, the third month is Zevulun. So when you come to Shavuos, you are in the month of Zevulun. Zevulun is the one that pays the bills. You ever go to a yeshiva dinner? No? Anyone doesn't know that? The Yisachar Zevulun relationship? What?
Connected with others, Zevulun and Yisachar.
What?
They read Torah.
One worked and one
pays. Yeah. Who do you think paid for Matan Torah? It was expensive. You know, all the lights, smoke and lightning, special effects. Special effects cost a lot of money. So they pay, that is the Yisachar.
Same order as Chanukah something.
What? That is it, what? The Chanukah is also okay. It could be. You have to go through. It could be. There are slight differences. There are slight differences. I believe maybe in the back of the article Chumash they might have a chart which goes through all the different orders how they're presented throughout the Torah. You have Zevul. Different opinions. They're different minhagim. Ashkenazim always say Yisachar. Well, not Hasidim, the Litvaks, they always say Yisachar. They ignore Yisachar. Even the Litvaks, they call him the Bnei Yisachar. That's how his name. That's how he defined himself. Bnei Yisachar. He called himself Yisachar with two sins. I don't know why. That's the Sefer is called Bnei Yisachar. Why? I don't know. Could be maybe his custom was they always said Yisachar when they landed. They only said the first time, the last time. There are many customs. Not for now. Maybe another time. So then we have over here Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Ruvain, Shimon, Gad, Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin, Don, Osher. What's interesting is that what are we now? Now it's Adar. What is Adar? Naphtali. Naphtali, Ayala, Shalucha. Naphtali also is the Koyach of Tefillah. Naphtali is the Koyach of Tefillah. Naphtuli Elokim, Niftalti Gam Yecholti. I wrestled with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the idea of Tefillah, and that really is the essence of Purim. Lech Kinos es Kol HaYehudim, Betsumo Olai, V'al Tochlu, V'al Tishtu, Shloish Es Yomim, Kinos. Tefillah, the Koyach of Tefillah, that's really what it was all about. Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani. The entire essence of Purim is the Koyach of Tefillah. You have to see all the signs that tell you the Koyach of Tefillah of Purim is a day. People who are into this in the yeshiva world, they're very into this, that on Purim is a day to get up early and to spend a lot of time davening with Kavana. It's a day that's mesugal for Tefillah. It fits very well into the theme of what the Bnei Yisachar drawing upon the Arizal, is that Adar, according to the order of the Shvatim, based upon the way they traveled from the Masos, Adar, the last month, is Naphtali. Naphtali is the Koyach of Tefillah, yeah. Ayala Sashachar, and Ayala Shalucha, and very good, fits perfectly. Yeah, so you see all of these things, they overlap, at least according to the Arizal.
Right.
But you have to know this, the Yaivates, then he quotes the Yaivates, and the Yaivates, he quotes here the Yaivates, oh, that's another very popular approach to the Shvatim, and he says that the months correspond to the order of their birth. The order, so who was born last? Don. I think Don was born with, no? I make a mistake? Who was born? Binyamin was born. How can I be so ignorant? You're right, Binyamin. And that's perfect for Purim. Ish Yemini. Who is Mordechai? Mordechai represents, we discussed this, Gol, that the defeat of Amalek in these times all is from a nation of Binyamin, Shaul, Bnei Yosef, Binyamin. So that's also alludes to Mashiach. It also fits, you see, some type of pattern. And that would mean who's Nisan? Nisan will then be Ruvain according to the Ivates. Okay, so but he basically presents that there's the opinion of the Yavetz and the opinion of the Arizal, and he focuses half of his Sefer according to the opinion of the Bnei Yisachar with the Arizal, and each one of the Shvatim, he takes a theme. What he does here, he takes the month and he matches it up to the corresponding Shevet, and he develops the connection. Therefore, what is, according to the Arizal, what is Chodesh Nisan? It is Yehuda. What's the connection between Yehuda and Chodesh Nisan? So in a nutshell, he says that Yehuda represents the idea of Mesiras Nefesh. All of Klal Yisrael are called after Shevet Yehuda. Right? We're called Yehudim. Ish Yehudi. Why? It's a bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Atah Yoducha Achecha. All of your brethren will give you credit. Yoducha will give you praise. Will admit to you. That the bracha Yaakov Avinu was a tremendous bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Yehuda. He told Yehuda, you're not the oldest. You're not the oldest. But you, the entire Klal Yisrael, will be called after your name. Yehuda. Yehudim. Why? He did something. Now, this is what he did, this is part of what he develops. He draws from the Bnei Yisachar and other commentators, is because Yehuda did something that was remarkable when he admitted that tzadka nimeni. When Tamar was pregnant, we don't have any understanding of what the nesayin was, the shame, the busha, the chlima it was that Tamar was pregnant from Yehuda. And when she told him to the person that did the staff, the signet ring, and the staff belongs to, I am pregnant, and he admitted, he said, Mimeni, Tzadka Mimeni, she is righteous, she's pregnant from me. That required an incredible amount of character, a very good to do so. And that opened up for Yehuda incredible kach. What else did Yehuda do? He said also that's a remarkable, which gives that's one of the reasons why we got the bracha. He saved Yosef from death. Ma betza ki chasinu estama. What profit will there be if we murder Yosef and we cover his blood? He is the one that is credited with saving the life of Yosef HaTzadik. Even though Yosef, they all decide that he's guilty of sin, he's chayav misa. He said, "Ma betza." The way the commentators said the concept of "ma betza" means is that he connects us into the whole. The idea he expresses is that if Yosef is a sinner, he's a Rasha. I'm not supposed to say that. That's what they considered. He was a Roidev. But if he'll die now, he'll never have the opportunity to do tshuva. But if we'll let him live. And the Olam HaEmes, it's too late to do tshuva. But if we'll let him live, maybe Yosef will come around and do tshuva and recognize that we're not so bad. Ma betza, what gain will there be for the neshama of Yosef? We'll put an end to him right now, let him live, and maybe he'll come around to do tshuva. That he gave opportunity for someone to do tshuva, at least according to their understanding. That's why the entire Klal Yisrael is called after the name of Yehuda. Number one, the two midos of Yehuda, he was meiser nefesh, he admitted his own sins, he had character to acknowledge that he was guilty. And number two, that the essence of Klal Yisrael is a nation which Hashem gives opportunity to rectify themselves. Even though they have shortcomings, they have sins, they've sinned at the Egel, they've sinned Mechiras Yosef, we're not, all hope is not lost. There's still hope for us to do tshuva. That is the essence of the character of Klal Yisrael. All is not lost. We have shortcomings, but ma betza. What's the purpose of putting an end to Klal Yisrael? Hashem, why do you want to get rid of us? Ma betza. Give us an opportunity to do tshuva and to come around and to remarker your greatness. And number two, we are a nation of character. Tzadka nimeni. We acknowledge our sins, and that's why Yehuda was blessed that he will, the entire Klal Yisrael is called after his name, Atah Yoducha Achecha. And he develops that. I want to go over Rabbi Mekatzer. I want to get to the second part, and that's the really part I want to focus on. Rabbi Mekatzer. But when we come now to the next, then he comes to explain that what is the Yontif of Pesach. The Yontif of Pesach involved both of these ideas. That we were in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim we went to the Lord. He doesn't say exactly the way I'm saying it, but that's the basic thing we can extrapolate from what he says, is that in Mitzrayim we sunk to the lowest level of Tumah. Ma betza. What are we going to gain by sitting in Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim and sinking to the lowest level of Tumah, we have to come out of Mitzrayim, we have to do tshuva, we have to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu required an enormous amount of Mesiras Nefesh. We took the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians and slaughtered it in front of their eyes. Nachshon ben Aminadav, he was from Shevet Yehuda, he jumped into the Yam was raging, and he listened to the Hashem's command to jump in, that also was Mesiras Nefesh. It is the formation of Klal Yisrael, Ato Yoducha Achecha. It's not just acknowledgement that we're called after His name. The Midah of Yehuda is what takes the lead in the formation, in the creating the essential character of Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Nisan is the Yom Tov of Pesach. It is the formation of Klal Yisrael. And that is why Yehuda's Midos are critical for this month. Yehuda's Midos is critical. We called after Yehuda because his character is what makes up the nature of Klal Yisrael. And all of those Midos are found in the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is the Yom Tov, is the Zman of the year when we travel through time and where Klal Yisrael was formed and created and molded, and their mission was assigned and given to them as a nation. Okay, that's the first part in a nutshell. Now I want to give the second part. Yep.
There is any connection between Shevatim and Mazalot?
Yes, but that's not really dealt with here. There are Mazalos. Each one of the Shevatim is a constellation in the sky, the zodiac. And that also has a relationship. You have now to to connect
is
that
dog.
Fish, right? Is dog. In a chran. Yeah, so that has to be connected, and also everything blends in. But that's not the focus that we're focusing on. Now that everything, that approach and that idea is just basically the first half of the Sefer. I just told you Tipa Shabayam of Chodesh Nisan, and he does this with every single month. And then he does something which I find even more fascinating, and I want to bring out an idea, not something that's in the book, but basically inspired by what he says, is there is a Sefer Yetzirah. Okay, I'm not into Kabbalah. I made photocopies for you, and I left them at home, as my derech is, I always forget. But he then has another half the Sefer. He goes into the Yoni Kabbalah. Now I'm far as it gets from Yoni Kabbalah, but this is something at least to appreciate a little bit. Is we know that Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Hashem has the early two names that have four letters. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? And there is Havaya Eke Asher Eke. Now there are four letters, and the four letters can be arranged 12 different ways. Okay, there are four letters. You have the first hey and the second hey by you can't arrange you can't, right? So you only can arrange from the four letters. Since two of them are the same, there are four letters, and two of them are the same, there are two hays. 12 ways. So I'm getting confused already.
Well, you still have hay number one, hay number two.
No, you only can arrange them. You only can arrange them 12 ways. Being that there are two hays, you do the math. You can arrange them 12 ways.
It's 24 permutations.
Right. But being that there are two letters, there are two hays, and the hays are exactly the same, so they overlap. So you can arrange these four letters 12 different ways. Now, the other name of a Kaddish Baruch, which we're not going to deal with at all, is Eke. Eke Asher Eke, which is Aleph He Yud He. Okay, there's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there is an Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Also can be arranged in the same exact thing, there are two ways. Okay, but we're not going into that. So basically, the Sefer Yetzirah, it was real heavy-duty Kabbalah, but we're going to dilute it a billion times. There is Yud Kei Vav Kei can be arranged 12 different ways. Each one of the arrangements represents one of the months of the year. Now, so what? What's the significance? So according to the Sefer Yetzirah, each one of the arrangements is Rosh Tevos for an expression which captures the essence of the month. I'll give you an example. According to the Sefer Yetzirah, Tammuz You have Yud Kei Vav Kei. The way the arrangement falls out, I don't know exactly how he makes the arrangements. I have them. There's a chart here which shows you the arrangements. Is Hey Vav Hey Yud. Right, it's one of the 12 possible ways. Right, there are 12 possible ways to arrange the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. So one of the ways you can arrange Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hey Vav Hey Yud. That stands for, according to the Kabbalistic interpretation, Ze Einenu Shaveli. The last letters. Sometimes it's the first letter, sometimes it's the last letters. The last letters of Ze Einenu Shaveli. All of this is not worth anything to me. This concept. You have to study those words, open up every sefer you ever have on the Megillah. There are a lot of svarim, you have no shortage, Baruch Hashem, on the Megillah. There's a billion svarim that tell you all the secrets of the Megillah, but that's a very good pasuk to start with. Zeh einenu shaveli. Understand the depth of what that pasuk means, and now you know that that expression is captured in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's arranged, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, and that is the essence of Chodesh Tammuz. Okay, that's just one example. And here I have a chart, go through all the months. And what do I want with all this? I want to focus on one month. The one month I want to focus, and it's all coming back to give pleasure to Reb Michal. You'll see why in a moment. His famous Rashi opens up a whole new understanding in Rashi. What is the first month of the year? Well, you got to start with the basics. The basics are Yud K Vav K, the way it was spelled, the real way of spelling it. Right? There are 12 ways you can arrange the letters Yud K Vav K. How do you spell Yud K Vav K? Yud K Vav K. Which month does that correspond to? First month, Chodesh Nisan. What does Yud K Vav K correspond to? So we discussed this once on a Friday Shir. It corresponds to Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sagel Haaretz. Yud is Yismichu, He is Hashemayim, Vav V'Sagel Haaretz. There's a lot of Torah on this because Liachet Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. You want to join together the heaven with the earth, Ruchnis with Gashmis. That's a discussion in and of itself. But the first month of the year, we have Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are 12 different ways to arrange the letters. Each arrangement of the letter corresponds to a different month, and each one of these arrangements is captured in a pasuk in the Torah. Four words somewhere, and those four words have meaning, and that comes back to explain the month. The first month of the year is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yis, that means the essence of Chodesh Nisan is Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sagel Haaretz. Okay, what does that mean exactly? There are two different expressions. Now I want to say Josh. Now I'm going a little off. He develops this. Okay, and that's what he does in half of the Sefer. Half of the Sefer, he takes each month. He takes its spelling that month according to the Sefer Yetzirah. He then takes the corresponding pasuk that's given to us by the Sefer Yetzirah, and he says, what's the connection between the expression Zeh Einenu Shaveli and Chodesh Tammuz? He'll draw from the zodiac, he'll draw from the naval tech, from the months, from the Shvatim, and he'll give you a beautiful bayer in what the S of the month is. That's half of the Sefer. The first half of the Sefer is the Shvatim, Lefi the Arizal. The second half of the Sefer is the Chodashim according to the Yudke Vavke, based on the Pasek, from the Sefer Yetzirah. Real Kabbalah. This is not something that Art Scroll is known for.
Quite surprising.
Yes, it is quite surprising, but it's distilled. Yes, it's in English. It's very different. Very, very different. It's very powerful. Very, very deep. It's not easy reading. Okay. Now, what I want to borrow from this idea. I want to say the following drush. There's two types of simcha. Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sagel. What's the chilek between simcha and gila? Not for now. He goes into a great deal. There's a gra, there's a malbum. Is it sudden? Is it sustained? Is it new? Is it old? Okay, there are two different types. One thing you know for sure. One thing you don't have to get into any Jewish, any gra, any malbum. Simcha is associated with heaven. Yismichu Hashemayim. Yismichu. Gila is the Aretz. What is the Aretz? Gashmias. What is Shemayim? Ruchnias. What is Tzuchoik? Tzuchoik Asli Elokim. Oz Yimolei It was a sin or a tzadi. Sin, okay, but the sin and the tzadi are interchangeable. That's clear. We have that by Bris Mila. Ozimoli tzchok pinu. Tzchok is related to tzchok. Ozimoli tzchok pinu. What is tzchok? What is tzchok with tzchok? I want to suggest it is the combination of simcha and gila. Because simcha is shamayim, spiritual. Gila, the sogel haaretz. You can't fight with me on that. Nah, that's solid, right? Yismuchu hashamayim, heaven is simcha, the sogel haaretz. What is the pair? The pair is the synthesis of Ruchnius and Gashmius. When Hashem created man, Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, Vayihi ha'odam l'ruach memalala. From the pair comes out spiritual, the spiritual essence. A human being is a spiritual creature, it's a medaber. He speaks, and the speech is uttered through the guy, through the guf. The guf is what caused the speech to come forth. But what's coming forward from the guf? Words of spirituality. The neshama. The neshama communicates through the peh, correct? So this is safe. Oz yimole tzichok pinu. Simcha shamayim. The sogel haaretz is gila. What is the peh? The peh is where the guf, the ruchnius and the gashmius, where they merge, where they blend together. And that is called tzichok. Okay, tzichok. Now let's go to the first Rashi. First Rashi in the Torah says, why Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? Why does the Torah begin with Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? Lo ha-Yitzchak la-haschil es ha-Torah ela me-ha-chodesh hazeh lochem with Rosh, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What is Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. What is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? Yismichu ha-shamayim v'sogel haaretz. What's the first pasuk in the Torah? Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es haaretz. So we're starting with creation. Who cares about creation? Let's focus on the purpose of creation. What's the purpose of creation? Simcha is fulfillment. Purpose of creation is man should observe Hashem's mitzvos, and by the observance of mitzvos, man comes to fulfill the purpose of this world. And when you fulfill your purpose, that brings simcha. So when Rashi here says that it should begin with Yismuch, when it should begin with Chodesh Nisan, it doesn't just that means the first mitzvah. Because what is the first mitzvah? This opens up a whole new world into this Rashi. What is the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah is Chodesh Nisan. Is the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. What is Chodesh Nisan all about? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yismichu HaShomayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Not just Bereishis Bor Elokim Eis HaShomayim V'Eis Haaretz, but the fulfillment, the tafkid of Shomayim V'Haaretz, of mitzvos, of Yismichu HaShomayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Now, Jewish, who's the one who said this? Rabbi Yitzchok. What is Yitzchok? Tzchok. What is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is the synthesis of when the Shemayim and the Aris, the Tafkid, when the two of them come together. So Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Tafkid is not just is Yismichu, Ozimali Tzchok Pinu, Yismichu HaShemayim V'Sogel Aris, is where the world, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius are fused, are synthesized in the Kima Mitzvos. That's what the world. Now, by the way, the Mefarshim will point out, I'm sure you know, Rabbi Michal, is when Rabbi Yitzchak gets the Kasha, according to many Mefarshim, it's a beautiful idea. He says also, Rabbi Reisman over here says this, the Gemara doesn't mean that we should omit everything here. It means it should come second. We should first present the mitzvos, and at the end of the Torah, give us a historical perspective on the creation of the world. It should come second. So why did it come first? So it says, now we understand the depth. Because koyach masav higiliyam. What's koyach masav? Hashem showed the world who's the boss. When Hashem shows you who's the boss, what kind of emotion is that? Fear. When the boss comes in and says, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. The people, the survivors, get very scared. I'm next. Hashem comes into Eretz Yisrael, you, out, you're fired. The koyach masav higiliyamo brought into this world trepidation, pachat, yira, ema, zeya, reses. That's the answer. You can't appreciate fulfillment, simcha, unless it's prefaced with yira. You have to have gilu, rejoice, bira'adah, rejoice with trepidation. The trepidation, the only way you'll come to appreciate yismichu hashamayim v'sogel aretz is if it's prefaced with the midah of yira. Just to come to a party, to a banquet, and rejoice, and you don't appreciate how much toil and effort, how much fear there was, we might not reach this point in time, there is no simcha. You're not going to appreciate the simcha. That's the deeper meaning of Rashi. Again, we have over here Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is Yud Kei Vavke. Yud Kei Vavke is Yisnuch Hashem V'Sogel Aretz. It represents the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is the Tafkid of Bria. Tafkid of Bria is to bring together Ruch Nisan Gashmias. That's what, here the Torah begins with B'Shamayim V'Aretz. But that's a mundane existence of Shemayim V'Aretz. Where is the fulfillment of Shemayim V'Aretz? The Yisnichu HaShemayim and the V'Sogel Aretz, which synthesized into Sechok. Who's the one that would appreciate this idea? Rabbi Yitzchak. Because Rabbi Yitzchak is the synthesis of both together. The two of them come together. That's where we should be. No, you have to go in stages. You can't have simcha unless you first have yira. And yira, the way we have yira is we learn about who created, who's the boss. And the boss, who has the power to fire? You're fired. Who has the one that can say out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyach Mas of Higiliyama, when there's a sense of Yira, now we can come to appreciate the Yismichu HaShemayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Okay, so to summarize, we have here, it's the Parsha Chodesh, we have a beautiful Sefer this year, in our Parsha Chodesh, remember it's Tzvi Reisman, two Mahalchim to match up the Shvatim, to match up with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shvatim, there are many Mahalchim, going to the Meitz Sasa, it's Yehuda, the order we travel through time, we have the Sefer Yitzira, Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, all the different orders. Nisan is the first month, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now we can appreciate you bringing in and getting the first pasuk in Sefer Bereishis.